We're joined by head basketball coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Rick Ray. Coach, thanks for joining us here on Overtime.
Oh, no problem at all. Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate it, especially on a game day. You're in Fayetteville. You have the Arkansas Razorbacks tonight. Both teams 2-2 in conference play. Talk about the Bulldog team that you bring to Bud Walton tonight.
Well, we got off to a great start in SEC play with 2-0, but we've had two setbacks here recently. We got to do a better job of holding people in the 50s and 60s. You know, we have success when we hold people in those numbers, but when teams score 70 points against us, we're offensively challenged at this point in time, and we just really need to do a better job defensively.
Coach, looking at your roster, you have a lot of players that play over 20 minutes. How do you manage that? Is that kind of each game you kind of feel it out, or is it if you have a better practice, you get to play more? How do you kind of manage your players that way?
Well, really we don't have a choice. You know, we're at a point in time right now. We have 7 scholarship guys. We play 1 walk-on, so our rotation is 8 people. We only have 9 people on the team. So because of injuries, we've had 4 season-ending injuries. We just really don't have a choice but to play those guys those minutes.
And, Coach, talk about the non-conference real quick before you got into SEC play this year. I know it was tough, especially going to Maui and playing over there with the numbers that you had. How have you been able to balance that this year?
Well, you know, it was a good learning experience for our guys. You know, we really don't have a practice situation because we don't have 10 guys. So while we get preparation for Maui, going to get ready to play North Carolina, Texas, and Marquette, you know, some of the things that our guys are doing in practice, there's no way they're going to be able to do that against the length and size of the North Carolina. So we had to go out there and experience, you know, failure playing basketball, and now guys came back and they realized our practice situation had to get better. And our guys, to their credit, continue to improve and work and have never fought me on playing hard. So it was tough because we were playing 3 games in 3 days with 7 guys. You know, our guys persevered, and I think, you know, our guys continue to get better, and that's the most important thing.
Coach, talk a little bit about your travel plans. When you come up to Fayetteville, do y'all leave the day before? Do y'all leave the day of? How do y'all do that?
Yes, sir. We always leave the day before. We let our guys go to all their classes. Once they get out of class, we have practice at our facility. And as soon as practice is over with, we hop on a charter plane. And we usually get here in Fayetteville like around 27 and 8 o'clock.
Coach, talk about this Arkansas basketball team. What concerns you in the team you face tonight?
Yeah, well, when you talk about Arkansas basketball, you know, and Mike Anderson, the first thing that concerns you is their press attack. You know, we have a hard time taking care of the basketball, so it's doubly important for us that we go out and execute against their press. And we feel like if we can, you know, not turn the ball over and defensive rebound the basketball, then we have a chance against Arkansas. But you see us out there turning the basketball over and their team getting offensive rebounds, then we'll struggle to win this game.
Can you talk, too, about the fact that Bud Walton Arena back in the day was a tough place to go and try and get a win? Mississippi State, however, as a team and a program, has had success there the last couple of years.
You know, this will be my first experience in Bud Walton Arena. Obviously, I've seen it on TV a great deal. And, you know, that press attack, you know, the fans get into it. And once your team starts turning the basketball over, it turns into a feeding frenzy. So we got to make sure we try to do a great job of keeping the crowd out of the game. Because if those guys get into the game with our young and inexperienced team, you know, our guys, they get a little frantic out there.
And being short on numbers and the way Arkansas likes to play this up-tempo style of offense, what is your plan? Are you going to try to slow it down any way you can?
Well, I think first and foremost is like you got to, you know, get stopped. The guys always worry about the press, but the simple fact of the matter is if you get stopped defensively, they're not allowed to set up in their press. To me, it really boils down to making sure that we get some stops on the defensive end so we don't have to go against that press the whole time. And if we want a fast break, I told our guys, we want a fast break by getting defensive stops. And, you know, once you let them score, you know, the fast break attack, that's over with. We're going to let the ball bounce and set up our press and make sure we take care of the basketball.
Coach, talk about your freshman, Craig Sword.
But, you know, Craig has really turned the corner for us. At the beginning of the year, he was really struggling turning the basketball over and trying to attack defense right away when there was no attack there. I told him, like, you know, it's just a big difference between high school and college because, you know, teams' defenses are so much better and there's bigger and stronger bodies out there all the time. So he's starting to figure out when to probe the defense, when to attack, but more importantly, just not turning the basketball over. And, you know, we put him in a bad spot because of the injuries that we've had. You know, he's not a point guard, but he has to play that point guard position for us at times. We'd much rather have him out on the wing where he can, like, you know, attack freely and be a scorer. But he's evolved. He's leading the SEC in scoring for freshmen. And that's with him, you know, not playing as many minutes as we want him to play because he consistently, you know, fouls and gambles. So if we can keep him out of foul trouble, I think he can even be a bigger scorer for us.
Rick Ray, Mississippi State basketball coach, joins us on Overtime. Coach, a couple more questions for you. I guess this is a statement here. If you want to know about the atmosphere at Bud Waltz Arena, just ask one of your assistants, Wes Flanagan. he can tell you all about it.
Well, I'm sure he remembers those, but the thing about Wes is it always helps is when you're a good player, and he was a good player.
Yeah, talk about – and I know you can talk about him now because he is signed. He will be a Bulldog next year, and that's I.J. Reddy, who plays for Little Rock Parkview. Had a big game last night in a loss to Little Rock Hall here in Central Arkansas.
Well, I tell you what, I think the world of I.J. Reddy. You know, he possesses some qualities, you know, that we want to make sure that we're bringing into our program that's important to our program. First and foremost, he's an unbelievable kid. Just does everything right on and off the court. The second thing is he's a tough kid, you know, and just having that factor of having tough people in your program is huge for us. And then he's a prototypical point guard. I mean, and that's – you don't see that very much anymore. Like, most guys want to go out there and make an N1 mixtape and, you know, be an Allen Iverson-type guy and score a whole bunch of points. But, you know, the first thing that happened when we got on our campus and we played with our guys, you know, all of our guys came back in saying, man, I love playing with that kid because, like, he hits me, you know, in great spots where I can get scoring opportunities. So I just think his flavor for competition is high. And, you know, he's a winner. You know, he's won back-to-back state championships. So he's going to be really important to our team. I can't imagine him not matriculating into our program and having success right away.
Coach, I would agree with you. We had his high school coach on yesterday. The way he talked about him and what his confidence he has in him on the offensive end of letting him kind of run the show. Coach, you're getting a great player in I.J. Reddy.
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited about him. I hope you're right. I think Coach Flanagan is a good coach and has a good eye for talent. You know, but the one thing that kept coming across to me when I was talking to Coach Flanagan was his utmost confidence and trust that he puts in I.J. to run his team. And when you have a veteran coach like that who speaks that highly of a young man, you know you got yourself a winner there.
Coach Rick Way, we appreciate you joining us. Have you been able to talk to Scott Strickland, the AD down there, and see if they'll let the cowbells inside the home?
Well, I don't think that'll happen. I think he's always fighting to keep them out there in that football field. So, you know, that's a battle every year for those guys. But they keep voting it in, and so hopefully that stays the case.
Rick, obviously I want to say good luck tonight, but the people here in Arkansas hope that it's not a nice night for the Bulldogs. But we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Coach.
I totally understand that. Thanks for having me on.